Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special edition of Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
Doing good. Today's show program is entitled Dr. Peter McCullough Explains Why the COVID Jab is Far More Dangerous Than Advertised. A couple of points in this podcast I'll hit briefly in starting. According to a September 2021 analysis based on conservative best case scenarios, the COVID shots have killed five times more seniors than the infection. The young people and children risk associated with the COVID shot compared to the risk of COVID-19 is more pronounced. Next, data shows higher vaccination rates do not translate into lower COVID-19 case rates. Next, the COVID shots are an epic failure. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, reports having more than 30,000 spontaneous reports of either hospitalizations and or deaths among the fully vaccinated. Data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services show 300,000 vaccinated CMS recipients have been hospitalized with breakthrough infections or vaccine failures. 60% of seniors over the age 65 hospitalized for COVID-19 have been vaccinated. And finally, 50% of reported deaths after COVID-19 mRNA shots occur within 24 hours, 80% deaths within the first week. And according to one report, 86% of deaths have no other explanation aside from a vaccine adverse event. A Scandinavian study concluded about 40% of post-jab deaths among seniors in their assisted living homes were directly due to the injection. Now, my sources for today's program are Dr. Joseph McCullough, who did the fact-checking, and Dr. Peter McCullough. Dr. McCullough has impeccable academic credentials. He's an internist, cardiologist, epidemiologist, and a full professor of medicine at Texas A&M College of Medicine in Dallas. He also has a master's degree in public health and is known for being one of the top five most published medical researchers in the United States. And in addition, he's the editor of two medical journals. I'll be quoting from Dr. Peter McCullough from an interview that he gave October 26, which reviews and explains the findings of a September 21 study published in the Journal of Toxicology Reports. He states, a novel best-case scenario cost-benefit analysis showed very conservatively that there are five times the number of deaths attributable to each inoculation versus those attributable to COVID-19 in the most vulnerable 65-year-old plus demographic. The risk of death from COVID-19 decreases dramatically as age decreases, and the long-term effects of the inoculations on lower age groups will increase their risk-benefit ratio, perhaps substantially. Well, the Toxicology Reports paper has gotten scathing critique from certain quarters, and given the blatant censorship of the mainstream media and social media, only one side of the COVID-19 vaccine narrative is reaching the public. Any questioning of the narrative is met with the harshest response. Dr. McCullough said, we published a best case scenario. The real world situation is far worse than our scenario. What these results show is that we, number one, instituted mass inoculations of an inadequately tested toxic substance with, two, non-negligible attendant crippling and lethal results. Potentially prevent a relatively small number of true COVID-19 deaths. In other words, we used a howitzer when an accurate rifle would have sufficed. Now, certainly data very clearly shows the mask vaccination campaign has not had a discernible impact on global death rates. On the contrary, in some cases, the death toll shot up after the COVID shots became widely available. According to McCullough and the other authors, there was no discernible relationship between percentage of population fully vaccinated and new COVID-19 cases. If anything, higher vaccination rates were associated with a slight increase in cases, say the authors. If a person has or says no to the injection, it's not 100% chance they'll get COVID-19, let alone die from it. If you have less than 1% chance of being exposed to SARS-CoV-2 and getting sick, so it's 100% deterministic that taking the shot exposes you to the risk of the shot, and less than 1% deterministic that you'll get COVID if you don't take the shot. Well, as noted by McCullough, two reports detail COVID jab death rate showing a 50% of deaths occurring within 24 hours, and 80% occur within the first week. One of their reports showed that 86% of deaths were found to have no other explanation aside from a vaccine adverse event. Post-jab deaths among seniors in assisted living homes are directly due to the injection, cites another paper. The U.S. Center for Disease Control, the CDC, reports having more than 30,000 spontaneous reports of either hospitalization and or death among the fully vaccinated. And data from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services show 300,000 vaccinated CMS recipients have been hospitalized with vaccine breakthrough infections. 60% of seniors over the age 65 hospitalized for COVID-19 have been vaccinated. Again, based on best case scenario, seniors are 5 times more likely to die from the shot than they are from natural infection. This scenario includes the assumption that the PCR test is accurate and reported COVID deaths were in fact due to COVID-19, which we know is not the case, and the assumption that shots actually prevent case, which has not been proven. All things considered, you are far better off taking your chances with the natural infection, McCullough says. The cost-off analysis also shows or does not take into account the fact that there are safe and effective alternative treatments. It bases its assumption on the notion that there are not any. It also does not factor in the fact that COVID shots are utterly ineffective against the Delta and other variants. If you take into account vaccine failure against variants and take into account alternative treatments, it skews the analysis even further toward natural infection being the safest alternative. The FDA and CDC should not run the vaccine programs. While the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the CDC claim not a single death following COVID inoculation was caused by the shot, they should not be the ones making this determination, as they are both sponsoring the vaccine campaign. They have an inherent bias. When you conduct a trial, you would never allow the sponsor to tell you whether the product was the cause of death, because you know they're biased. McCullough says, I'll tell you right now that COVID-19 vaccine is, from an epidemiological perspective, causing these deaths, or a large fraction of them. What we need is an external group, a critical event committee, to analyze the deaths being reported, as well as a data safety monitoring board. These should have been in place from the start, but they were not. Had they been, the program would most likely have been halted in February, as by then, the number of reported deaths, 186, already exceeded the tolerable threshold of about 150, based on the number of injections given. Now we're at over 17,000 deaths. There's no normal circumstances under which that would ever be allowed. But the drug companies are now just the suppliers of the vaccine. Our government agencies are running the program, and there's no external advisory committee. There's no data safety monitoring board. There's no human ethics committee. No one is watching out for us. Well, they're not telling us anything. They literally are blindsiding us, and with no transparency, and Americans now are scared to death. You can feel the tension in America. People are walking off their jobs. They don't want to lose their jobs, but they don't want to die of the vaccine. It's very clear. They say, listen, I don't want to die. That's the reason I'm not taking the vaccine. It's just that clear. Now, the Bradford Hill criteria, which we've reported in a previous podcast, which you can look up, has a criteria for causation. And here are the criteria for causation of which are the ways that actually determine that the shots are indeed killing people. Number one, the question we'd ask is, does the vaccine have a mechanism of action, a biological mechanism of action that can actually kill a human being? And the answer is yes, because the vaccines all use genetic mechanisms to trick the body into making the lethal spike protein. Also, listen to Dr. Robert Young's podcast previously on this station, and it is the poison, graphene iron oxide found in the mRNA shots. Here's two ways they can kill you. It is very conceivable that some people take too much messenger RNA into their body. They produce the lethal spike protein in sensitive organs like the brain or the heart or elsewhere. The spike protein damages blood vessels, damages organs, causes blood clots. So it's well within the mechanism of action that the vaccine could be fatal. The second criteria is it a large effect? And the answer is yes. This is not a subtle thing. It's not 151 versus 149 deaths. It's over 15,000 deaths. And so it's very large in its effect size, a very large effect. The third criteria is it internally consistent? Are you seeing other things that could potentially be fatal in the virus numbers? Yes, we're seeing heart attacks, we're seeing strokes, we're seeing myocarditis, we're seeing blood clots, and what have you. It's internally consistent. And next, is it externally consistent? If you look in the MHRA, the yellow card system in England, the exact same thing has been found. In the Eudra Vigilant system in Europe, the exact same thing has been found. So we have actually fulfilled all of the Bradford Hill criteria. I'll tell you right now that COVID-19 vaccine is, from an epidemiological perspective, causing these deaths, or a large fraction of them. There may be cases in which a high risk of death from a drug might be acceptable. If you had terminal incurable cancer, for example, you might be willing to experiment and take your chances. But under normal circumstances, lethal drugs are not tolerated. After five suspected deaths, a drug will receive a black box warning. At 50 deaths, it will be removed from the market. Considering COVID-19 has a less than 1% risk of death across all age groups, the tolerance for a deadly remedy is infinitesimal. At over 17,000 reported deaths, which in real numbers may exceed 200,000, the COVID shots far surpass any reasonable risk to protect against symptomatic COVID-19 disease. As McCullough reported, there is zero tolerance for electively taking a drug or a new vaccine and then dying. There is zero tolerance for that. There was an informal internet survey done several months ago where 12% of Americans knew somebody who had died after the vaccine. Now, McCullough says, from a doctor, I'm an internist and cardiologist. I just came from the hospital. I had a woman die of COVID-19 vaccine. She had shot one. She had shot two. And after shot two, she developed blood clots throughout her body. She required hospitalization. She required intravenous blood thinners. She was ravaged. She had neurological damage. And after that hospitalization, she was on a walker. She came to my office. I checked for more blood clots. I found more blood clots. I put her back on blood thinners. I saw her about a month later. She seemed like she was feeling a little better, but the family was really concerned. The next month, I got a call from the Dallas coroner's office saying she had been found dead at home. Most of us don't have any problems with vaccines. 98% of Americans take all the vaccines. I think most people who are still susceptible would take a COVID vaccine if they knew they weren't going to die from it or be permanently injured. And because of these giant safety concerns and lack of transparency, we're at an impasse. We've got a very labor-constrained market. We've got people walking off the job. We've got planes that aren't going to fly. And that's all because our agencies and government are not being transparent and honest with America about vaccine safety. McCullough said the vast majority of patients require hospitalization for COVID-19 is because they've not received any treatment and the infection has been allowed to reign free for days on end. To this day, the patients who get hospitalized are largely those who receive no early care at home. They're either denied care or they don't know about it and they end up dying. The vast majority of people who die in the hospital. and they don't die at home. And the reason why they end up in the hospital is typically 2 weeks of lack of treatment. You can't let a fatal illness brew for 2 weeks at home with no treatment and then start treatment very late in the hospital. It's not going to work. There's been a very good set of analysis, one by the Journal of Clinical Infectious Diseases, that showed day by day, one loses the opportunity of reducing hospitalization when monoclonal antibodies are delayed. No doctor should be considered a renegade when they order the FDA emergency use authorized monoclonal antibodies. The monoclonal antibodies are just as approved as are the vaccines. Podcaster Joe Rogan just went through this. Governor Abbott also was a vaccine failure. He went through it. Former President Trump went through it. Americans should see the use of monoclonal antibodies in high-risk patients followed by drugs in an oral sequenced approach. This is the real standard of care. If we can't get the monoclonal antibodies, we certainly can use hydroxychloroquine, supported by over 250 studies, ivermectin, supported by over 60 studies, combined with azithromycin and doxycycline, and inhaled budesonide. Full dose aspirin, nutraceuticals, including zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, quercetin, NAC, and do oral and nasal decontamination with providine iodine, also called betadine. In acutely sick patients, we do this every 4 hours, and it massively reduces the viral load. Fortunately, we have enough doctors now and enough patient awareness, patients who understand that early treatment is viable, is necessary, and should be executed. Go to my website, www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. No spaces, no capitals. And share the truth just below the surface with as many of your friends, neighbors, and family as you can. Your action may save someone's life. Thank you, Neil, for the program today.
Well, I want to address some things really quickly. I mean, it's just the information that's coming out now, the lockdowns coming in Europe again. This is never going to end till everyone's fully vaccinated, it sounds like. This is like sounds like science fiction.
Yeah, it does. The whole deal is to get everybody vaccinated in the world. And the question is, what is the cause of that insanity? Who's profiting? What's the reason for them rushing to vaccinate everybody in spite of the scientific evidence that it's not necessary? And that's why we bring you the truth just below the surface.
All right. That was Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. Take care, guys.